This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Well, Coach, it was 5-0 at the beginning, and then Pittsburgh sort of kicked it into gear. What's your main takeaway from this game?
Well, they just woke up and realized that they needed to play hard, and that's what they did. And, you know, we just missed too many easy opportunities. I think when you get open opportunities, you got to be able to make at least 40% of them. And I thought that we did a good job of executing, but we just didn't finish at the end of everything. So I'm happy with what we did, except a little late in the game. I think we gave up too many easy opportunities late in the game, but the game had been decided by that time. So I'm just trying to get the guys to play hard for 40 minutes in spite of what the score is.
Ryan, you know, had a bit of an off day shooting, but he did get his milestone, 1,000 career points. I know it's been a long time coming for him, and wonderful to see Andino able to reach that milestone.
Absolutely. It's good for him, and now it's time to move on to whatever's next, which is the next game, which is in South Carolina. We have Winthrop. So, you know, he'll celebrate that in his due time and when it's the right situation. But as of right now, we just got to get back and get better and keep working at it. We're just missing too many easy opportunities. We're doing a good job early, but we just got to convert those opportunities. Then late in the game, the situation is different. And we'll have an opportunity a lot better when the situation is different, when you're a little closer in that situation.
A.J. Cheeseman, Tyler Jones filling up the stat sheet. They had 16 points each. Looked like they had a few good looks down low, even against some of these bigs from a major school. They'll certainly come into play when it's MEAC time and more of a guard focus week.
Yeah, we just need to have more consistency. They both, you know, did a good job with numbers-wise, but they still are not consistent enough that the way we would like for them to be. They're not rebounding the ball well enough and things of that nature. So we just got to continue to improve, keep working at rebounding the ball and finishing the opportunities, and that comes with skill work and practice.
Going back home after this, and then we've got, as we talked about in the pregame, a sort of opponent in Winthrop, more on Eastern Shore's level. So now after a month's worth of heavy lifting with lots and lots of weights on the weightlifting stick. You can tell I don't do this very often. We're taking some of the weight off, and perhaps all this experience is going to come into play against a Winthrop team that perhaps we could beat.
Well, it's important that you don't look at it the way what you're saying, but at the same time, you're somewhat correct, but you have to go in there and play really hard and be focused, because that's what Winthrop is going to do. They're going to look at our record, and the coaches are going to get together and say, hey, man, we got to keep this group of guys down. They haven't experienced a lot of success, so let's jump on them early. Let's play really hard. Let's put this pressure them. And so we got to come out and really respond. It doesn't matter your opponent. You still have to play really the opponent on your chest. You're playing to be the best that you possibly can.
I appreciate it, Coach, and we'll see you down in South Carolina.
Thank you, Will.